There once was a little boy and a little girl. This little boy and little girl will not meet until they're much older. But as babies, both of these children are told that they are magnificent children of God, that they are here for a reason, that they're here to change the world in some way and to speak to the masses. The little girl receives dreams and messages, and her parents tend to stray her away from that which she can't see. The little boy is encouraged and told that he is a messiah of sorts, for better lack of terms, that he will change the world, heal the world, speak to the masses, and help improve that the way the world is. The girl is told the same thing, but through being a baby and receiving all the adoration and love, to being a toddler, growing through adolescence, becoming teenagers, and growing into adulthood. These children's identity is being solidified and fortified. All the while, there's an inkling within them, in their soul, that there is something that is not yet being revealed, that there is something that they must break through in order to be who they truly are meant to be. So as they grow and evolve into their journey, they go through some crazy shifts. Their identity shifts in and out of what people are used to. But both of them begin to own and claim the real aspect of themselves. They own and celebrate their unique weirdness. And when these two individuals finally meet, magic happens because the frequency is open and relieved to be able to connect and tether, to be able to forge through whatever the world's obstacles may come. And together, only when they are truly themselves, when they live from the identity that their God has given them, will everything that they've ever been through, gone through, will be worth it. Welcome back. This is another special episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, and it is an honor, a pleasure, and delight to be here with you. And I'm here to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true and it's all for you. Now let's get it. Now let's explore this concept of identity. This is one of my favorite topics to have fun with. Because who's been around for a while and all of a sudden somebody bursts into your reality and says, "Hey buddy, who do you think you are?" And you just have to stand there and either kind of fumble with your words, mumble with whatever's trying to come through, or you stand tall because you've done the work. You've asked yourself, who am I, really? Taking away all the layers, who the heck am I? Because there's a great example from the first Avengers movie where Captain America says to Tony Stark, Iron Man, you know, take away the suit of armor, what are you? And Tony Stark responds with, you know, philanthropist, billionaire, playboy, genius, basically. And what Cap asked was basically said, like, who do you think you are, buddy? Like, you're just this suit. The thing is it's, if you're not the thing without the suit, then you're not the thing. So I like to play with that aggression of, hey, buddy, who do you think you are? So that you can turn around and say, I am a child of God. I am a healer. I am an artist. I am a person that's here on the planet to make a difference, and I do it this way, through the ways that I'm passionate about, that delight me, that bring value to others. So, as we settle into this special episode, I really want you to sit with yourself and ask yourself, who do you think you are? That which you think you become. You are the sum of everything that you think about all day long. Well, not everything. Earl Nightingale said that the strangest secret is that we become that which we are consumed by. Your obsession becomes you. Obsession doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Just ask Grant Cardone, be obsessed or be average. It means taking that burning desire, adding a lens of focus, being so driven that you become the best at that which you're passionate about. And the best can never be comparable to anybody else because you have a unique music and tone that somebody out there can only get from you. I've said it before and I'll keep on saying it and drilling this. It is so important that you get to a place where you absolutely know who you are. You can always question it, you can always change it, but you need to live from this place of, I know who I am. And if anybody asks, who do you think you are? I can give him an honest, genuine, and perhaps humorous answer. Now, this concept of, hey buddy, who do you think you are, pushes us into this realm, a very important realm called terms and standards. Now, I know that there are terms of services that we all very likely just click agree and accept to instead of reading the pages of legalese around what you're actually agreeing to. The terms and standards that we're talking about at this particular moment is literally what you live by. It's not who you think you are or who you want to be. It is the I am statement that is representative of who you've decided to show up as no matter what. These are your non-negotiables. Now, because we live in a very flex world where things are not stagnant and they're constantly changing, you are constantly evolving. You are not the same person that you were 7 years ago. You are not the same person you were a few months ago. Life changes us and forces us to grow. The old saying, you're either living or you're decaying, because there is no pause button on life, is really important to be aware of, because you can't out-evolve your own lifetime, your own lifespan. It's up to you to know thyself. Knowing thyself is one of the greatest things that will benefit your life entirely. I like to break it down in simple terms. Your life, when you're looking at your vision and what you desire, can boil down to very simple four quadrants: health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. And I personally believe that the one that really catalyzes the rest, if you had to pick one to start with, if your health isn't so bad that you're gonna die if you don't take care of it, the number one thing you got to focus on is perfect self-expression. The self-expression, this aspect of knowing thyself, your preferences, what you stand for, what you're willing to live for, what you're willing to die for, what matters the most to you. This is truly important, and it's not something that you get taken to class to and told to sit down and do all these things. So as you look at the things that have made you feel alive, that make you feel most empowered and inspired over the years, that is where your self-expression lies. Where are your obsessions? Where are the things that light you up? Because if you're fully self-expressed, you're living by the standards that dictate great health. You're living by the standards that generate wealth. Because when you are fully self-expressed, you are likely of service just by being yourself. And that doesn't mean I'm being myself, I'm sitting on the couch eating some Cheeto Puffs. It means you are doing the thing. You are making videos, you are writing, you are volunteering, you're doing something around the thing that makes you, you. And that, because the law of prosperity is service, bleeds into your wealth consciousness. It bleeds into how you provide services to the marketplace out of a need, not a greed. And then let's take it to love. When you love yourself fully, because you accept yourself and you've spent time and years really just honing in on what makes you you, with the flexibility to change when the time comes to change, evolve, and grow, and shift into another aspect of yourself because you are a multidimensional being, then it bleeds into love. Come on, think about it. When you love yourself, other people can love you more freely and see you for who you truly are. The old expression, attraction isn't a choice, isn't about you pretending to be something that you're not. It's about embodying this balanced aspect and multidimensional self that has the humor, that has the intensity of a peacemaker, that has the intensity of a warrior. These are all aspects of yourself that need to be expressed. And when you are truly just chipping away at who you really are, every aspect of your life, health, wealth, love, self-expression, all bloom into the capacity to be able to answer that question when you're asked, hey, who do you think you are? And at some point, you stop thinking and you start being. The formula is be, do, have, not when I have this, then I can do the things I want to do. And then once I do the things, then I can be the person. No. You literally have to start with knowing thyself enough to be so clear in your identity, in your character, to be that person, to remember every single day that that is what you're striving for. To use my own personal journey as an example, I knew that I wanted to be a husband and a father at the young age of, 9 years old, let's say. And as I got older, I was 17 years old, I knew that eventually I wanted to be a father and husband. As a 21-year-old, I knew that I wanted and was born to be a father and a husband. But I was still young. I was still green. I was still learning a lot of the things that I'm speaking about so confidently today. And when you get to know thyself, when you get to this place, for me, for 10 years, I knew that I wanted to be a husband and a father. I knew it was in my cards, but I still acted as if I was a single man trying to find my one person, living by this synchronistic flow of the universe that took me wherever, whatsoever. I didn't need to be locked down with a cell phone or a bank account or anything that kept me in the 3D matrix or reality. That was me when I was around 23, 24 years old. To finally getting to a place at the end of my active alcoholism where I realized that I was not behaving in the ways that a father or a husband would need to behave in order to embody and really live by those things. And once I finally got sober on May 20th, 2018, after many attempts, then I focused on the things that were most important to me. I kept honing in on the stuff that I stopped being passionate about when I was in my active alcoholism. I got back to the real me. I broke the facades of anybody I was trying to be for the sake of anybody else. I really felt that being who I was and being fully self-expressed with everything that I've learned as I continue to learn and join communities was life or death. To pretend to be something that I'm not, is death. To be everything that I am, in spite of fear of being judged, of not accepted, of unliked, I had to be me because it would equal in my death if I did not continue to be me. And I knew that as I continued to be me to the full capacity at any given moment, I am giving others permission slips to be weirdos, that serve. Because too many people are walking around not knowing who they really are or thinking that they're somebody that they're not. And they are messing up their life and the lives of those around them. I like to take an example of David Deida, who wrote Way of the Superior Man, Dear Lover, Finding God Through Sex, and a plethora of other spiritual books that merge God and sexuality, the feminine and masculine polarities. I highly recommend David Deida's work. He talks about this example where a boy and a girl grow up. They are born with a natural feminine and masculine properties within them. We all have both feminine and masculine essences, but we lean towards one or the other most of the time. And as we're growing up, the boy is it has masculine attributes, but his father's an alcoholic and beats him. Anytime that the boy tries to step up and do something with his life to assert his masculinity and dominance, his alcoholic father beats him and tells him he ain't shit. And from that, he creates a shell. The boy creates a feminine shell where he has to suppress his masculinity in order to not get beat, out of survival. And out of the example of the alcoholic toxic masculine, he then caters to that side and will attempt to live from this aspect of femininity. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. It's just that it is not his true essence. And out of that, you know, he's told and picked out in school that he's too girly. So then he adds another shell on top of that, a facade of masculinity that adds to the toxicity and cycle that he probably was not likely trying to get to. Now, at the same time, the female was born with the feminine essence, and through some circumstance or another, perhaps she has a sister that is told she is prettier and just great, and then she's constantly being told that she's going to grow up and be a scientist, she's so smart. So now she has this shell of masculinity, this logic, this aspect that suppresses her femininity because somebody else is already taking care of that, and nobody is giving her the identity and reiterated it over time. So then she goes to school with this shell of masculinity on top of her. She gets picked on and decides that she needs another shell. And then now she has a facade of femininity over the original essence, over the original shell. And now, check it out. This guy and this chick both have triple shells, but they're pretending to have this facade of masculinity and facade of femininity. The facades meet each other, quote unquote, fall in love, because that's what they're supposed to do. And they haven't been taught how to assess certain situations, some of the most important situations, and they get married. And for some reason, things don't work out. At some point, his facade of masculinity starts to shed and he wants to grow his hair out, smoke some marijuana, just feel the music because that feels more honest to him. And he's kind of tired of carrying this anger and weight of the world that isn't really serving him or his family. And the woman, she gets tired of her facade and decides to be more assertive because the guy is too flowy. Now she has removed one of the layers of the shells that we're talking about here in this convoluted example. And there's separation. They need to split. They become independent. They go from a certain level of intimacy to another level that separates them at their core. Because the truth is, they weren't really connected because they weren't really being or knowing who they were really meant to be born to be. So from there, they get separated, they split, and they do their shadow work, they do their thing, and finally, they get to the core of who they really are. After decades and decades of pretending to be something that they thought they were supposed to be, boom, now they can finally be who they are and maybe rekindle and meet for the first time again. Or go on with their lives and welcome in all the good in their lives. But all the good in your life will only come if you live from this knowing of who you are, that you get to shape, you get to write the script, you get to create the definitions. These are your terms and standards. For me, once I got sober, I realized that I am a father. I am a husband. And this was before I ever met my future wife. And from that, when I met her, I was so into my mission and vision. I was doing the deed and just showing up without lack. You know how some people show up to a party looking to get laid? I didn't show up like that because I already am that which I desire to be. That's all I need to worry about. That's all I need to focus on. I am a gift, a light, and a blessing in the space. That is deliberate. I want the world to shine bright. And I've studied enough to be able to tap into that when the time comes, when it's necessary. I go through my ups, I go through my lows, but I know who I am, and it's very hard to shake me these days. It's still possible because I'm still human, but it is very hard. I've loved the example for years that you can call me a freaking donkey. I don't care what you call me, what label you give me, I'm still gonna show up and be super freaking awesome. The fun part about this is that you can take every example of somebody else and apply it to yourself. This is a choose your own adventure book. This is a Mad Lib of the cosmic design that you get to apply and sprinkle throughout your life. And that's exciting. So as we travel through this topic of who do you think you are, I want you to stop, pause, and really take the time to have fun with this concept. Who do you think you are? Do you think you're the highest paid actor in the world? Do you think that you are the sexiest person in the world? Do you think that you're the greatest mathematician or the greatest talk show host? All these things have to do with what you are at your core. You don't have to have your own talk show like Oprah, but you can use a platform to communicate in the way that brings value to other people. When you talk about what you're passionate about, it could be what you cook every day that keeps you level-headed. It could be what you do that keeps your mental sanity where it needs to be in the forefront. It could be, you know, old 80s cartoons, and you talk about a different one every week or every episode, whatever it is that you're doing. Your gift is served by that which you are passionate about. And that which you are passionate about shines when you investigate who you truly are over and over and over again. And you must be willing to accept that, that you can shatter who you thought you were. And it doesn't mean that you were a fraud or a phony. It means that you are now more clear, more powerful, and more focused to be that which you, in your heart, know you were born to be. Now, do me a favor. Go into a place within yourself that allows you to stay awake and alert while you listen to the words being spoken at the moment. I want you to take a deep breath and begin to ponder a time and space out of the present timeline. In this time and space that you are looking into, you have complete clarity. You have clarity around what love you're willing to accept into your life. You have clarity about the way that your gifts serve humanity, serve your planet, and fill a need in the marketplace. In this time and space, you are fully self-expressed. You have no reservation around speaking your truth, around the way you behave and act, and what you find humorous in the way you communicate. You feel completely safe, unabashed. The world is a no-hold-barred type of place. It is a world made for you to imagine and utilize and create with your mind, with your hands, with the way that you speak, with the way your cadence flows out into the world. Your voice is a gift. It is a massive gift when it comes from this time and space that brings so much clarity. In this time and space, you only put things in your body that make you feel fucking amazing. Allowing your health to bloom in absolute delight. Living from authenticity, living from integrity, being a living embodiment of somebody that loves themselves so fully that they are in integrity with that which they put in their body, what they drink, what they listen to, what they read. You are the master architect, being led by your higher power, your universe, receiving messages and signs constantly. Kind of like a special intimate dance between you and your guidance, you and your angels, you and your God, you and your life, you and your universe. You are in this time and space filled with clarity, and your clarity is contagious. Your clarity is a permission slip for anybody around, because by you living, you are creating, you are generating the greatest act of kindness. And when somebody witnesses or is around an act of kindness, it has a ripple effect. It changes your biochemistry, it changes their biochemistry, and it changes the biochemistry of bystanders. And you may think a bystander does nothing to change the way things are, but if they witness who you are, what you've done, what you believe and lead by, that bystander becomes a valuable asset to the timeline. Because you did something that they witnessed. You have the ability to shift universes when you live from authentic initiative. This is your time and space of clarity, and only you can read and take the map to your time and space of clarity. And I tell you this much. You know exactly how to get there. You may have been swayed away from the path to get to your place of time and space of clarity. But you will not be denied any longer. Because as you are living your life and living from this place of remembrance, remembrance will flood to you in the most delightful, exciting, magical way. The luminosity of the moment expands in your clarity. Your authentic power and divinity only grows and grows and grows. So as your grateful host, as your friend, it is my duty and honor to congratulate you, because I see you. Yes, you are necessary, and I see you, because by your existence, you are bringing value to this earth, much needed value. And as you listen, as you're inspired to type something, to write something, to speak up for something, you are leading the charge. When you listen to your intuition, when you take action, when you embody that which you maybe had no clue was within you, that powerful force of creation, that powerful force of unconditional love, it is your gift. It is your unique cadence and melody. It is your melody that is shaping and healing the planet today. You know, all I'm trying to say is that at the end of the day, at the core of who you think you are is what you love. You are what you love, not what loves you. So what turns you on? What makes you feel alive? Along with that love is where you find your freedom. And freedom doesn't mean freedom from anything. It's freedom as the moments come and go. Freedom as the pain that you may be experiencing that turns into healing, that turns into the greatest moment of your life. Your dreams coming true. Your visions materialized. Anybody can play with their cadence, can play with their melody, can play with their tone. But what makes you you, what can give you the biggest idea of what you really are, is where you live from. What is your baseline? What is the through line? What is the context of what makes you you? And only you can find that out. And all I'm trying to do here is allow you the remembrance. Remembrance is so important. As Mufasa once said, remember who you are, Simba. And the thing is we all have inspirations. We all have muses. We all have things that have shaped our life and have made us a better person, more unique individual with more unique magic that nobody else can duplicate. They may imitate. But will the real John Navi please stand up? And here's the thing, you may be accused of emulating and modeling those that have poured their good into you. And there's nothing wrong with that. As the old saying goes, there's nothing wrong with being a copycat as long as you're copying from the right cat. And the more you immerse yourself with mentors, with books, with individuals that play a huge part in the new map of reality, you will acquire some of the traits, and you may sound just like some of the people you look up to, but at some point, Your music is fully yours. You have the things that a Tony Robbins may have taught you in all his audiobooks, or a Bashar, or a Neil Donald Walsh, or a Gabby Bernstein, or a Preston Smiles. You have all the things, all the unique positive attributes that you admire in your close circle of people that you trust, love, and have compassion for. And you may also have some of the negative attributes. That's why a seasonal inventory is important, but more on that on a different episode. The point of getting to the place of who do you think you are and being able to answer with confidence, with clarity, really comes from this place of remembrance, from breaking through all the facades, all the mirror aspects of yourself that aren't really you, that you're just utilizing for survival, utilizing to please somebody else. But unless you're being you, you are doing a huge disservice to yourself, for you are betraying yourself, and betrayal of self is the highest betrayal. So get back to you. Surrender to the grandiosity of your being, all your greatest ideas, all the greatest aspirations that you've had in your life. Short of a tragic accident, you are still on par with accomplishing all the things that are near, dear, and true to your heart. And the point of waking up and smelling the miracles is living relentlessly from this delusion, this optimism, because you're not just in the sky waiting for shit to happen. You are getting your hands dirty. You may forget to roll up your sleeves because you're so freaking excited to get to work. So remember who you are. And if you need help remembering, reach out. There are plenty of individual and magical beings that can remind you through a television show, through a movie, through a suggestion of a book to read, through a YouTube video. We are all reflections of each other. You are just another me in temporary expression. You are what you attract. So if you are immersing yourself in seeking the wisdom of the ages, it means that the wisdom is already within you. And that's not something you're told often. And if you are told that often, consider yourself a very lucky individual. I see you. I'm proud of you. And I will keep being me to the best of my ability. And I may slip into characters. I may slip into different aspects of myself. But I know I only execute my being deliberately, authentically, and to dang near perfection. Because all the aspects of myself that I can tap into are authentically me. Even if 20 minutes from now, I am laughing at some low consciousness joke, because it's about balance. It's about living, surrendering, and owning this human experience. Not just floating in the clouds and judging everything and everyone. There's something that I really want to share with you. I want you to take this with you. Nobody and no thing, no divine being has the whole picture. We're all on the same team, and we all have different information that fits together. The book Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh, says that we are God's information. That can be taken two ways. We are the information of God living as humanity, holding within our bones, within our blood, within our cells, within our DNA, the truth of everything. And when you meet somebody, when you come across something that sparks your soul, you activate a remembrance, something dormant that has literally been in your lineage and family line for centuries. And the other way that God's information can be taken is we are God's information. And the time has come to move, to dance, to light up the world. How many villages could we save if we took that little light inside of us and truly shined forth on this planet? How many watts could we illuminate? Well, that's yet to be seen. Remember, you cannot outlive or outrun or out-evolve your own lifetime. So don't be scared of stepping up and stepping up and stepping up and learning more, becoming better, getting more of that good life. The more you do that, the more others can do that. It's the popcorn effect. It's the 100th monkey effect. Once we reach a tipping point, it becomes automatic. How or why, I don't know, but it's been proven over and over again. So remember who you are and play with your imagination as you become more definitive in the idea of who you think you are. You are more than you give yourself credit for, and that will always be the case. No one can pay you your actual worth because you are immeasurably valuable. You are intrinsically valuable. Just by being alive, you make a difference. But you're not just being alive. You're in this space to hear these words, to activate and get into action. Now, do it now. Now is always here. So trust yourself. Do not beat yourself up. Roll up your sleeve when it's time. Get your hands dirty. Let me tell you, it feels so good to put yourself and your being and your gift and your ministry into the natural things that you can do throughout your day. I still say, going to the grocery store with Jonathan Navi is an adventure. That is a term, that is a standard that I implemented over a decade ago. Because why not? Why not make every day an adventure? Why not be permission slip for others to find joy in the ordinary, mundane things? I am freaking weird and damn proud of it. And I meet so many weirdos that I freaking love to encourage. I love to applaud. Because we need more of us. Too many people's voices are being silenced. Too many people are suffering because you're not speaking up. And there is no more time to waste. Whenever you do it, now will always be when you do it. So I am proud of you. I know that there is work to be done before the work begins to get done. And that's why you must know thyself and you must remember who you are. Hey, buddy, who do you think you are? To whom it may concern, I need you to go where you belong. Go within. Peace springs from the ability to trust your inner engine, to bring your love to the situation, circumstance, and experience. This business we're in brings out the best in us. It means true living, true freedom, unparalleled with why we're here. I don't know if you remember this, but if you do, the moments are perfect. They're happening for you. They're happening for us. Do not deny the reason you showed up. Own it, claim it, glorify it. Not a moment too soon. It's okay to stop hiding. You must be seen. Reach out to the hearts. Touch the souls. Enliven the room. Add sizzle to the moment. Add substance to the space. Something I may have mentioned is that I see you. When I see you sit down and you exude something beautiful, full of gratitude. You forgive so effortlessly. I can picture luminous energy enveloping your being. I see a thick sparkle. You have access to everything in the universe, but it's ignored too often. Opportunity is what you bring to reality. Not what reality brings to you. You are responsible for the amount of opportunity in your life, and opportunities are endless when you're living from the core of your identity, when you are absolutely clear and impactful in knowing who you really are. What if every morning when you wake up, you allow yourself to fall in love deeply, consciously, with yourself, with this life, with your creator, in full regard for the consequences? You have permission to be bright, sexy reflections of all that is possible and great on this planet, for as long as you see fit, whether it's a week or forever. That would not alter the magnitude of the love that you were here to create, to generate, and to spread. I'll tell you this much. The levels you can reach, the benchmarks you can surpass, and the bullshit you can transcend is immeasurable, because nobody escapes transformation, and you cannot out-evolve your own lifetime. Do you hear your heart beating to the music? This music is unique to certain souls like yours that only you can understand and translate into what the rest of the world needs to hear. Feel deeply and recognize this cosmic recognition. Cosmic recognition gets you everywhere you want to go in this universe. You've interweaved your being into Earth's soul's code. Our soul's code has integrated our essence into a grander vision of life and a greater version of reality. You are the proof of concept. That feels right. You know? So right. The type of love that's destined for each other, feeling that puzzle pieces coming together type of experience. Let's not forget about impatience, frustration, because that energy gets people stuck. It gets people in a place of stagnancy. It gets them stagnant, and that creates no innovation. That's why they say, take a breath and let it go. Now is the time to release. The timing is in your favor, and it takes resistance to focus through the blocks that will inevitably come up. If something comes up, then it must come out. Shine a light on the darkness, and the darkness disappears. Heavens, yes, we are so blessed. Because these are simply catalytic cycles and rhythms. The rhythm of the universe. To be rhythmic is to be mathematical. To be mathematical is to be formulaic. And to be formulaic is to be designed. And to be designed is to be on purpose. So I thank you for showing up. I see you and I celebrate you. And I encourage you to bark loudly, to sing your song, to write your book, to share your voice, your presence, and your gift with the world. For it is necessary, and I will never get tired of sharing that message over and over and over again. It is a fundamental, basic need. The more permission slips we have, the more permission slips you become, the more you allow this planet to heal, to integrate, and live in the integrity of the beauty that this planet was made to be. Now, it would be my pleasure and my honor to leave you with a fun little rhyme, a poem, a rap that speaks to how creative and silly and awesome you can get with getting clear on who you think you are, buddy. So lean into your speaker and listen close, because The universe told me I'm an intergalactic, supernatural, indomitable, unstoppable, joy-bound, on-fire gladiator of love, a matador of illusion, and a super sexy, happy love machine. You best believe that I believed her. I'm keen to keep choosing and creating scenes that light me up, feeling serene, seeing through the veils, stepping far beyond past failures, shifting the sail to prevail and head toward a glorious destination. Creation turns me on and activates my elation, so inhale, exhale, relief in my soul is shown, trusting the tone of my song, blown away by this fiery disposition, my inspiration's got nothing to atone for, disowning grief and regret, zero depression, you bet I won't fret, because my attention is prone to see the bigger picture, fixed on a sacred pleasure and standing with divine stature. My vision's larger than I know. My mission is driven by a divine internal structure. The source of my intentions is a supernatural architect, sacred conductor, bathed in infinity's upper level infrastructure. Full of gifts and strict blessings for the giving and the taking. Throw down the gauntlet of joy. The crown leads to the throne. Dress up, smile, and sing your soul's epic song. And I would like to invite you to sit at the throne of your being as often as possible. And if you'd like a little bit more context around that expression, sitting at the throne of your being, in my mind it sounds so simple and easy to understand, but I do understand that sometimes it's a little bit abstract and you must investigate a little bit more, you need a little bit more clarification. I invite you to follow us on Instagram at True Freedom Media. Follow us on Instagram at The Leading Man Initiative. Follow us on Instagram at Wake Up Smell Miracles. That is wake, period, up, period, smell, period, miracles. I thank you so much for tuning in, for jumping on, and sticking through this roller coaster ride of blessed wisdom and enlightenment, of joy and messages that are being dictated and spoken just for you. My name is Jonathan Navi. I am your grateful host here at the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. As always, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Now have a great week, and I look forward to catching you on the next episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you. And the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like, you can also find us at The Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.